Hey, this is Adam Brown. Today, I wanted to talk about the importance of having an art department and being able to create what we call dual assets at Circle Media. What that essentially means is having baseline assets, let's call it photos, right? Like taking photos of all your products, your individual SKUs, your packages, your full lineup of products, whatever it might be. And then having the skill set or having people with the skill set to be able to add in post-production, audio, voice overlay, text overlay, typography, and animation, leaving negative space so you can fill it for ad usage if it was an organic post, or adding in maybe for Amazon page display, being able to not just live on the one asset, for example, having a photo studio as your content partner who provides great photos but doesn't allow you to add depth to those photos, is really limiting. So I think you should be thinking about the content that you get as baseline assets, photography, graphic design, and then having skills or access to talent that is able to bring those to life in a more meaningful way. Now, most brands do not have access to this cross-discipline content on their payroll, nor should they. It's just a lot of overhead to have internally, unless you're a later stage brand where you may have that. And so for most brands, that means either you don't deploy it, which I think is a mistake and limiting, or you need to outsource at least some of it. So there's Upwork creators out there. There's a lot of talent out there, but it's hard to find somebody who can be consistent, where the branding and style rules can be consistent and obeyed, and where you can bring it all to life in a fast and efficient way. And I think that's the name of the game when it comes to micro content. You can't break the bank with making micro content. You can't wait 2 weeks to make micro content, and you need to be able to get nimble and add to, remove from, modify, change sizing, really have the ability to do post-production work to just get more life out of the assets you have. I think this is good practice even when times are flush and in peacetime, but definitely when times are tight and in wartime, when you need to be more efficient with your dollars and you need to get more for the money you're spending. Having the ability to have a fast, efficient, and highly effective art department goes a long way. That's it for today. I'll see you out in the field.